Nolte, 8 Facts That Prove the Anonymous Atlantic Trump Hit is Fake News. By John Nolte on September 8, 2020. The Atlantic's fake news about Trump denigrating the troops did the job. It knocked a ton of good news for President Trump right out of the news cycle. See below, put Trump on defense for a week after he had Joe Biden reeling over the former vice president's obvious affection for rioters, and was gaining in the polls. There is nothing the media will not do to beat Trump, including abuse our troops and their families with these terrible lies about their own commander-in-chief. And it was all a lie, and here's 8 facts that prove that. It's The Atlantic. The Atlantic is a Republican smear machine that spreads blatant lies, engages in McCarthyite blacklisting, and just makes stuff up. It was a coordinated hit job with the Biden campaign. Media conference calls. Ad campaigns. Biden press conference. Now batting cleanup, Keezer Khan. All of this was coordinated and released on the same day we learned 1.4 million jobs were created the month prior. The unemployment rate plummeted to 8.4%. And the Trump administration scored a massive foreign policy success with the normalization of diplomatic relations between Kosovo, Serbia, and Israel. The timing was deliberate to wipe out Trump's great news day. More here. No one will go on record. Atlantic editor Jeffrey Goldberg says his sources are worried about mean tweets. Please. They're worried about being sued for libel. Not one source will go on the record. Everyone on the record who was there says it never happened. The U.S. ambassador to France was there. Says it never happened. Says the Atlantic never contacted him. Says Trump was devastated to not be able to go to the cemetery at Belleau Wood. Which is a complete 180 from the Atlantic's claim Trump shrugged it off because the cemetery is filled with losers and suckers. There are at least a half dozen more on the record sources, including former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. All the documents say it never happened. There you go. Receipts, baby. Anti-Trumpers who were there say it never happened. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton despises Donald Trump and says outright the story is simply false and told Fox News their reporter is just flatly wrong. He was in the room when this supposedly happened, says it didn't. Former Deputy White House Chief of Staff Zach Fuentes, who also does not appear to be a big Trump fan, also says it never happened. Fuentes told Breitbart News on Monday. You can put me on record denying that I spoke with The Atlantic. I don't know who the sources are. I did not hear POTUS call anyone losers when I told him about the weather. Honestly, do you think General Kelly would have stood by and let anyone call fallen Marines losers? Nothing in Trump's character makes it believable. Trump has his flaws, but there is nothing in his past that points to anything other than a reverence for the men and women who serve our country. Not just as president. This respect has been a part of his public character going back decades. Dan Rather really likes the story. The emperor of fake news is pushing this horseshit like it proves George W. Bush was AWOL for his Texas Air National Guard duty, or something. But even Rather is skeptical. When Dan Rather is doubting a late election hit on a sitting Republican president, you got yourself a problem. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.